wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. Don't take long before they're gone, from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. It's what we're thinking about. It's what we're thinking about. It's what we're thinking about.
Well, good evening, folks.
It's what we're thinking about.
That is my good friend Barry Ebert. The name of the song is It's What We're Thinking About. And that's the name of our show, What We're Thinking About. I'm Ken Ludwig. Welcome to the show this evening. It's a beautiful Monday night in Colorado. I hope it's beautiful wherever you are. This here, this particular place you're listening right now, this is your resource for learning to swim in the infinite ocean of pure potentiality, an island of affirmative intentionality in a sea of negativity. This is the place to free yourself from the sentiments of blaming, of resentment, of thoughts of lack or limitation. This is where you learn to lift yourself up from the depths of the conspiracy theorists, the naysayers, all of those who are anti-this and anti-that and anti-everything. You know who I mean. The ones who would totally disempower us all with messages of how we're being taken advantage of, how we're being used, how the government, the cults, the Zionists, the globalists, and every other special interest group imaginable, you name it, how they are all in charge. And you? Well, you're in control of nothing. You are powerless, of course. Here, this show is where we draw the line. This show is where we raise ourselves up and declare that we will no longer be the victims of the voices of negativity, not even the ones in our own heads. The motto of this Republic Broadcasting Network is, because you can handle the truth. On this show, we're going to talk about real truth, about universal truth, about the truth of spiritual principles. Gandhi had a theory. It's been referred to as truth power. The basic idea is that we are all capable of recognizing the great truths of life. I'm here to prove that theory, because I believe that no matter what your religious beliefs, no matter what philosophy of life or spiritual path you follow, you can and will recognize the great metaphysical truths of the universe. And that is what we will focus on. You are in control. You are the co-creator of your reality. You can decide and choose to no longer be the victim, and you can do it simply by virtue of what you're thinking about. That's the name of the show, and that, my friends, is the truth of your life. So as I said, welcome to Monday night. Our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. I am ready, willing, and able to discuss any subject with you on the planet, provided I think I know something about it. I will not argue about anything, and we will not blame anyone. Those are the only rules of engagement here for conversation. 1-800-313-9443. Little notes on programming here. A week from tonight... Let's not go a week from tonight. Let's just go to Wednesday. Wednesday night, we have my friends Frank Alpert and Randy Harris on from Common Tables. Common Tables is a relatively new concept whereby we are drawing people together, breaking bread together over a meal. It's a great concept. These guys are getting tremendous publicity. I'm sure you're going to want to listen, and you may actually want to become a part of what this thing is all about here. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. I'm Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election,
all right, we're back. Welcome back to the show. This is What We're Thinking About. I'm Ken Ludwig. As I mentioned earlier, I'm ready, willing, and able to speak to anybody about any subject. The phone number is 1-800-313-9443. Finish up on our scheduling notes here. Wednesday night, as I mentioned, we have the Fellows from Common Tables. A week from tonight on Monday, we have international performer and recording artist Carl Anthony, an extraordinary writer and singer and performer of spiritual and positive music. I think you're going to enjoy listening to Carl. He is all about the diversity and inclusivity thing, which I think is the most, one of the things that is lacking on the planet right now more than anything else, is our ability to look at each other as brother and sister, and no matter what color, no matter what belief system, no matter what country they're from. I think that's one of the pieces that is truly missing in this world. For those of you who would lean more towards the Christian bent of things, I always love what Mother Teresa said about the difficulty in life is recognizing Jesus Christ in all of his disturbing disguises. And I think the interesting part there is when you analyze that particular quote, that the truth is the disturbing disguises are not necessarily the way people look. The disturbing disguises I provide. I decide what disguises are disturbing to me. And that's the challenge in recognizing the spirit, the good, the Jesus, the Christ consciousness in everyone and everything. That to me is the true definition of spirituality. That comes directly from Dr. Ernest Holmes. Spirituality is the constant and consistent attempt to see the presence of God in everyone and everything. That to me is one of the most important statements I've ever read. I think the operative words in there are the constant and consistent attempt, because it's imperative that we are always guarding our thoughts, always guarding our minds, and knowing exactly what it is that we are putting out there into the universe, and always making the attempt to see the good in every situation and in every person. So then back to our scheduling thing here. A week from Wednesday, we will have back with us a host on this Republic Broadcasting Network, the one and only Frosty Wooldridge. He will join us again for some different kind of talk from Frosty, some more of the spiritual and positive side of Frosty. I talk a lot on this show about reconnecting or redoing your neural connections in your mind, references to the neural net. And most of my knowledge on that subject comes from the work of Dr. Joe Dispenza. Those of you who have seen the movie What the Bleep Do We Know will be familiar with Dr. Joe and his work. I believe you'll recognize his name anyway. But I'm going to really kind of, I'm going to sink the ship here right now on this show, and I'm going to tell you folks that somehow, some way, come hell or high water, I'm going to get Dr. Joe Dispenza to come and visit us on this show. We talked to my good friend Michael Charest last week, an extraordinary coach, author, and speaker. And just before the show started last Wednesday, I opened up his book, which is From Grunt to Greatness. And by the way, if you would be interested in reading his book, it's the subtitle is A Different Kind of Self-Help Book. This is a great, humorous look at the different ways we look at life and how to overcome some of our fears and celebrate our existence. If you would be interested in getting a copy of this book, please email me at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. But when I opened the book, I came upon a page. And right in the middle of it is, what are you afraid of? Fear will wreck your pursuit of greatness in a hurry. It will keep you from believing in yourself, from thinking the right thoughts, from making powerful decisions, from dreaming, and most of all, from taking action and manifesting your greatness. Just in the, right in the middle of the book, it was the first page I opened up to, and I really think that it is a validation, if you will, of something that we talk about a lot on this show, which is the fear factor, the different stumbling blocks that we put in front of ourselves in life. And make no mistake about it, when I'm dealing with my coaching clients, I am really very clear that the majority of stumbling blocks that are in our lives that we face, the speed bumps, if you will, that we have trouble getting over, are all self-created. We put them in our subconscious mind. We set them in our path to success, or our path to change, or our path to successful relationships. And invariably, one of the first things I wind up doing with a new coaching client is to discover first what is blocking the path that we're looking to pursue. If I'm talking to a client about increasing their business, or getting more clients in their business, or if they're a professional salesperson, getting more clients to sell to, almost invariably, we have to stop first and look at what are the blockages to their success. Do they have a worthiness issue? Do they have a money issue? Virtually all of us have issues of some kind or another passed down from our parents, our teachers, from the collective consciousness, from a bad experience in work somewhere along the line that we never really quite got over, and we don't even know we're not over it yet. And that's one of the things I do as a coach. It's one of the things that coaching does for people that makes coaching such a successful new business. But the fear factor is so huge there, because those blockages create fears for us. We don't even recognize that we're doing it. We create a fear around a blockage, and that keeps us from moving forward because we don't want to step through that fear. We would rather stay in our comfort zones. More often than not, most people would choose to stay within the confines of their own pain, their present painful comfort zone, than to venture forth into a new area. That is another thing that coaching will do for anybody and everybody who might be interested in stepping forward in their lives. And, of course, I'm sure anybody who's out there listening can recognize that what I'm talking about in a business sense would also apply pretty much to any kind of personal challenge or personal goal or quest that one might be on, whether it's around relationship or around family matters or whatever that might be. So once again, I'm interested in talking to anyone around that coaching stuff, anyone who might be interested in discussing coaching with me. I will offer you a complimentary coaching session, and you can reach me at that same email address, Endless Possibility. Now, that's not Endless Possibilities. It's Endless Possibility at earthlink.net, and I would love to discuss that issue with you. So Michael's book, From Grunt to Greatness, anyone who's interested, I think you will really, truly enjoy this book. It's a great read. It is very humorous and covers a lot of things that you're going to say to yourself, boy, I think I already knew that, but somehow, some way, I forgot it or it hasn't stuck in my head. On the opposite page, when I opened up the book, opposite page from What Are You Afraid Of, is something I have read once before on this show, and it was a reference that was made by one of our callers one night, and I happened to have the book right on my desk, and now here it is in Michael's book. It is what I always refer to as the quote, and it is from Marianne Williamson. It is from her book, A Return to Love, and I am just kind of inclined to read it again tonight because I love it so much. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We are born to manifest the glory of God that is within us all. It is not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. I don't know of a truer statement that I've ever read by anybody in any book, anywhere, anytime. When we let our light shine, when we free ourselves from the bondage of our fears, we immediately give the people around us permission to let their light shine because it frees them. It lowers the inhibitions of those around us because we appear to have just simply dropped our inhibitions. We've talked many times on this show about giving, about big pieces of manifesting what you want being an abundance consciousness, gratitude, and a thought of giving, a feeling that if I am framing everything I do in this life in a framework of service, that the universe is looking to serve me at every turn. So living a life of meaning almost invariably involves some kind of giving. Almost all of the classic religious and secular texts that are out there, all of them throughout history, contain some variation on the thought, give and it will be given to you. Now think about that for a moment. Isn't it true that the people with the most love in their lives give the most love? That the people with the most friends are the friendliest? A recent study by a doctor named Stephanie Brown out of the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor showed that seniors who give aid and support to friends and neighbors actually live longer than those who just receive it. Now, I know somewhere on the line I've mentioned that little factoid that I plucked out of the air somewhere around volunteerism, that if you volunteer just 1 hour a week, those people live an average of 7.5 years longer than people who do not volunteer. So you might want to consider making giving a daily habit in your life. It doesn't have to be a big thing. It doesn't have to be a lot of time or a lot of energy. It's about those simple acts of random kindness. Could be something as simple as a smile to a stranger, an offer of business advice, could be a donation of money, could be a small donation of money to a cause that you really wanted to help, or a few hours spent volunteering at a community shelter. But by sharing your talents, your time, and your money, you will become invigorated about all the goals in your life, about all the things that you desire in your life, because you'll be making a difference in the lives of others. That creates an incredible feeling of satisfaction that'll serve you in many, many ways and will tend to move you once again into that new thought process, into that different way of thinking, creating those neural connections in your brain, and that will move you into a new consciousness of who you are and what you're doing with your life. We're going to take a break here. I'm going to continue this thought when we come back. This is Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Scarcity, there's not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody's
alrighty then.
In every new election,
welcome back. I'm Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. The call-in number here is 1-800-313-9443. And as I said earlier, the only rules of engagement for conversation here is that we will not argue about anything and we will blame no one. Other than that, I'll be glad to talk to you about anything that's on your mind, provided, of course, I think I know something about it. So we're back to the subject of giving. And when Dana Reeve was still alive, the wife of Christopher Reeve of Superman, she was asked by Larry King if she ever got depressed about her husband being confined to a wheelchair. And her answer was, yes, of course she did. But when it happened, she immediately reached out to someone else who was hurting. And in fact, that's what Chris Reeve did while he was paralyzed. He did the exact same thing, and more often than not, they would do it together, because helping others was a surefire way for them to help themselves. So the thought here is that by opening your eyes and your heart, you can see countless ways you can simply reach out to others. There's nothing more fulfilling in life than expressing your love for others. And when you create a habit of giving, you wind up being the greatest recipient. Now, I'm sure there's people out there going, well, I have no idea how to give back, and I have no idea how to make that part of my everyday life. And that's fine. That's okay, because most of us are not in the habit of doing it. And maybe what I'll do here is I'll just give you some suggestions. I have a list here of things that you might want to try. Volunteer one day per month to assist a nonprofit in your community, or mentor a new employee at work. Become a big brother or a big sister. Donate blood through the American Red Cross. Help an elderly neighbor with some of their shopping needs. Cook a meal for a family in need and bring it over to them. Join Habitat for Humanity and help build a home for a family in need. Habitat for Humanity is just an extraordinary organization, and they are always looking for more people to help in their projects. The Habitat is run now like a corporation, but that really was pretty much the brainchild of Jimmy and Rosalind Carter. And I want to say this. I don't like to get into the political realm because we wind up being too judgmental and it gets into arguing too easily. But Jimmy Carter, in my estimation, in my life, I was born in 1950. In my life, Jimmy Carter is probably the worst president we ever had. But in truth, he may be the greatest man to ever serve in that office. I have nothing but respect for him. He's a great humanitarian. He is someone who has made giving a part of his everyday life well into his 80s. Continuing with our list here, teach someone how to read. There's plenty of people out there who are illiterate. It's kind of been a subject that's kind of disappeared from the headlines or from the horizon. I don't know why that is, because there are still plenty of illiterate people out there. For years, it was a big deal that we help the adults who couldn't read to read, but that's still a case, and we can still help a lot of people out there. So take the extra step above and beyond to provide service to a customer, or find a solution to a problem outside your job description. Make a phone call to someone who needs cheering up. Sign up for a committee at your child's school or in your community. Mentor a teenage girl who needs help, or mentor a teenage boy who needs help. Commit yourself to reaching out. When you make the commitment, and when you actually get up and do it, you will find the greatest reward in the world comes back to you. There was a physician and a writer, John Andrew Holmes, who said there is no experience better for the heart than reaching down and lifting people up. And all I can do is say to that, amen, because there truly is. Stop and think about the last time you did something nice for someone unsolicited. You weren't asked to do it. They didn't know it was coming. They did not expect it from you. You just did something nice. Have you had a better feeling in your heart? And if you recognize that feeling, once again, there's that word recognize. If you recognize the goodness of that feeling, recognize how much different your life can be. If you can make that a part of your everyday living, I think that is huge, and that'll make a difference for each and every one of us in this life. I know that to my very core. I think each and every one of you out there knows that as well, that there's very few things that can substitute for that feeling of doing something for someone else. I think most of us get our experience in that for doing it for our families or for our children or our spouse. But the truth is, when you do it for a total stranger, sometimes it means all the more. So that's my little piece on giving. An old Spanish proverb says that the door to the human heart can be opened only from the inside. Boy, ain't that the truth. There is one of the biggest problems that we have is our mistaken belief that something outside of our own hearts must change first. If we truly want to change the world, we must be, as Gandhi said, we must be the change we wish to see in the world. And that only can start in our own hearts. We cannot change anyone else. We are not responsible for anyone else. We are not here to measure anyone else's spiritual progress. We are only here to measure ourselves and our own movement in this world. Let the beauty we love be what we do. That's a quote from Rumi. I love that quote. Our phone number here is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Over the course of this show, I have kind of alluded to my own philosophy of life, my own religious beliefs, if you will. They are not particularly religious. They are really more spiritual in nature, and they center around the teachings of Dr. Ernest Holmes and the Science of Mind and Spirit. And we're going to discuss a little bit about those beliefs when we come back from the break. I'd like to spread a little bit of knowledge around the science of mind to those of you out there. My name is Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. We'll see you in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Scarcity, there's not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter Cronkite for a half hour every day. Now it's 24/7 red alert. News folks won't go away, and they plant those pictures in our minds like a billion nasty weeds, till it makes it hard for us to find some place to plant our seeds. And it might just be the off switch is the best control of all, 'cause there ain't no TV hero gonna catch you when you fall. It's what you're thinking about.
It's what we're thinking about.
It's what we're thinking about.
And we're back. Welcome back to the show. Yes, this is What We're Thinking About. I'm Ken Ludwig. That is Barry Ebert, and I love that song. I let it play a little longer than I normally do just because I love that whole sentiment there. That song just so reminds me of an old Dylan kind of protest song from the 60s. It's all upbeat, it's all new thought, but it is absolutely pointing the finger at the stuff that is going on in this world that is not positive. But on a positive note here, I want to say hi to a friend out there. I just got a chat mail here from my friend Brett in Australia, where it is approximately 10:35 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Brett listens to us at a whole different time frame than when we're talking. But he was just listening to our thoughts about giving there, and he just sent me this little chat mail that says just yesterday he volunteered to do a business course for prisoners in transition back to freedom. And his closing line was, man, it feels so good. And, of course, there's the requisite smiley face at the end. But I think that speaks exactly to what we were talking about, the fact that if you do that special thing, that extra something for anyone, for everyone, that you will feel better for it. There's a great expression that I love. It says it's never, ever crowded on the extra mile. And if you go that extra mile, you will feel the difference. You will know that you are there in rarefied company. You'll also know something else. I don't know if you've ever thought about this. And Brett, I'll direct this to you out there in Australia. I'll direct it to everybody who's done anything nice for someone in these last 24 hours. Make it the last month. If you've done something nice for someone else, what you have done is something we've talked about lots and lots in this program. You have raised the collective consciousness. And you have raised the collective consciousness because you have raised your own consciousness through couching what you do in a framework of service. And in service is a raising of consciousness. And the raising of consciousness, as we've talked about before, that rising tide lifts all boats. And by raising your own consciousness into that new level of giving and serving, you have raised my consciousness. You have raised the consciousness of everyone on this planet, of every sentient being in the universe. And for that, you are to be commended. In fact, I personally thank you right here and right now. So, I was going to tell you a little bit about the science of mind and spirit. Science of mind and spirit, the source of it basically is a book written by Dr. Ernest Holmes. Dr. Holmes lived, was born in the late 1800s. He lived to 1960, to his early 70s. Dr. Holmes studied the great religions of the world, and the science of mind and spirit is a distillation of the great mystical traditions of all the great religions, because at their heart, they're all, if not the same, very, very similar. The science of mind and spirit is kind of a culmination of the religious philosophy of the New Thought movement. The New Thought movement would have included people like Ralph Waldo Emerson, Judge Troward, Thoreau to some extent was part of that, Mary Baker Eddy, the Fillmores, the people who started the Unity Church. There's any number of names out there, and in the very near future, we will have someone on here who will take us through the early stages of the New Thought movement, and we'll learn a little bit more about how that all came to be. But in distilling all of these great religious traditions into one common religious philosophy, Ernest Holmes put together this just enormous book called The Science of Mind. The Science of Mind is simply the greatest book I've ever read, and it really, truly is just a great resource for knowing the divinity of each and every one of us, to recognizing that you are part and parcel of the divine, that you are made in the image and likeness of God. That doesn't mean that we look like God. It means that this was the image and likeness that God preferred, and that we are an individuation of that one spirit. And all of the powers that Jesus exhibited were just demonstrations for us. Jesus was showing us the realization, if you will, the outpicturing of what the Christ consciousness can do. After all, we all know that Christ was not Jesus' first name. Christ is a consciousness. Christ is the consciousness actually that Buddha knew of, that all of the great teachers of the world knew of. So I wanted to state for you tonight the Declaration of Principles. The Declaration of Principles is the foundation around which the Science of Mind and Spirit, or the United Church of Religious Science, as it's now known, soon to be known as the United Centers for Spiritual Living, what that philosophy is based around is these principles. And I'd like to read them to you, and I don't know that we'll get to discuss them a whole lot tonight. I'm sure we'll discuss them at different points on this show, because I think this is the keynote to living a great life. The Ten Commandments may be all well and good for lots and lots of people, but if we were to pick up this Declaration of Principles and live our lives this way, I think you would find a whole different planet and a whole different neighborhood. I want to give out the call-in number before I start this. It's 1-800-313-9443. I'd be more than thrilled to talk to you about this. And here we go. These are the Declaration of Principles for the United Church of Religious Science. We believe in God, the living Spirit Almighty, one indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause. This one manifests itself in and through all creation. The manifest universe is the body of God. It is the logical and necessary outcome of the infinite self-knowingness of God. We believe in the incarnation of the Spirit in everyone, and that all people are incarnations of the one Spirit. We believe in the eternality, the immortality, and the continuity of the individual soul, forever and ever expanding. We believe that heaven is within us, and that we experience it to the degree that we become conscious of it. We believe the ultimate goal of life to be a complete emancipation from all discord of every nature, and that this goal is sure to be attained by all. We believe in the unity of all life, and that the highest God and the innermost God is one God. We believe that God is personal to all who feel this indwelling presence. We believe in the direct revelation of truth through the intuitive and spiritual nature of the individual, and that any person who lives in close contact with the indwelling God may become a revealer of truth. We believe that the universal spirit, which is God, operates through a universal mind, which is the law of God, and that we are surrounded by this creative mind, which receives the direct impress of our thought and acts upon it. We believe in the healing of the sick through the power of this mind. We believe in the control of conditions through the power of this mind. We believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of life to all. We believe in our own soul, our own spirit, and our own destiny, for we understand that the life of all is God. So that's the statement of principles for the United Church of Religious Science, which is soon to be known as the United Centers for Spiritual Living. I almost have trouble when I'm reading those. It's hard sometimes to just keep my thoughts on the reading, because there are some of these that just really move me beyond just my regular thought processes. The one in the middle of them here: we believe that the universal spirit, which is God, operates through a universal mind, which is the law of God, and that we are surrounded by this creative mind, which receives the direct impress of our thought and acts upon it. And that's what we're talking about when we're talking in terms of us being the co-creators of our lives, of our universe, of everything that we want to know about the world. It is all about this being surrounded by this universal mind, which is the creative medium into which we place our thoughts, from which the universe creates our existence, our experiences, our circumstances, and we can either have them be positive or negative depending on what we put in there. I understand we have a caller on the line. We have Larry in Louisiana. Larry, are you there?
Yeah. You hear me all right?
I can hear you fine, brother. How are you tonight?
Okay, when you started off, you said we believe in God, and you said it manifests itself. Can you go back to that statement?
Yes.
Okay, so if you called the creator of all things an it, haven't you really called yourself an it?
You know, yes, to answer your question, Larry, yes.
Oh, okay.
But I don't necessarily think that it is a negative term. I think what the point really for me is to depersonify God. I think what we have done as people is we have made God in our image and likeness, and we have this little white-haired bearded guy in a cloud looking down at us who looks just like Santa Claus. And that to me is not God. God is the overarching creative intelligence and energy of the universe. And I don't think God is a guy. I think God is a genderless energy and intelligence that controls the motion of the planets as much as it controls my breath.
Okay. Now, we know the names of several gods. Now, you can call them whatever you want to call them, but Mammon, Balaam, and Moloch, these are considered gods to some people.
Yep.
Okay. Do you know the name of the one you're talking about?
There is only one God.
Okay,
as far as
that's in capital G. You're saying capital G.
Sure, and it doesn't matter to me, Larry, what name you put on it. It is only you can call it anything you want. You can call it Charlie, for all I care. It is still just the one entity. There is only the one God. There is only the one energy. No matter what other gods people have created or put out there to for their worship, normally it's just kind of humanity's inability to suffer its own ego. It needs something to back it up and to make us feel like we are subservient to something or there's something in control other than ourselves.
Okay,
and that's not why God put us here.
That's good. So you would say that Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh is more than just a name. It's an action thing.
And I missed that entirely. What is that again?
So you would say that Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh?
What is that?
You don't know what the Tetragrammaton is?
No.
Okay, it's the four sacred letters in Hebrew, the name of the Hebrews God.
Okay, and the Hebrews God and my God are the same God. There's only one God. There has only ever been the one overarching creative intelligence of the universe. And again, I don't care what name they put on it.
Okay. Well, some very, very old words, very ancient words, like the word Hallelujah. That's got the first half of the Tetragrammaton in it. Some people say Hallelujah-Wah. And you'll find that name, them Hebrews gods, in the indigenous people's names in this country right here, which Columbus called the Indians.
You know what, Larry? There's a meditation that I learned from Dr. Wayne Dyer, and the meditation is just simply to sit and say out loud and then quieter and quieter and eventually silently, you just say the sound of God, and he says the sound of God is ah, just ah, because that is the sound you hear in virtually all of the words that we have placed on that intelligence known as God.
Okay, well, if you listen to your breath, you'll hear yourself saying, and if you listen to your heart, you'll hear it going in the four chambers, as in the four sacred letters, yod, hey, wah, hey, yod, hey, as it's beaten.
You know what? I can't argue that. I think that anything and everything that in some way, shape, or form draws the conclusion that we are part and parcel of that oneness, whether it's the sound of our hearts, the sound of our breath, whatever it is that makes us feel we are one with the divine, that the Creator is in me and I am in the Creator, then I'm all for it, and I don't care where it comes from and I don't care what form it takes. I thank you for your call, my friend. You have a great night.
Thank you.
So once again, calling number is 1-800-313-9443. Larry has some interesting thoughts there. When you talk about Ernest Holmes and the Science of Mind and Spirit, and you talk about the beginnings of the New Thought movement and the Emersons and the Trowards and those people, the development of the thought process of the religious philosophy has come to be known as New Thought Ancient Wisdom, which basically is that this particular religious philosophy is the culmination, it's the fulfillment of the religions of the past. It is where we can take all of the great mystical traditions before everything got confused by mankind and before people got involved in controlling other human beings for the purposes of getting fannies into pews, like the Catholic Church selling indulgences and all the different levels of confinement after death, the purgatories, the limbos, all of that baloney, which was really kind of just a way for men to control other men through their religion. When you get past all of that mumbo jumbo and you go back into the great mystical traditions of all the great religions, you will find that at the center they all say the same thing. We are one with the Almighty. That we are a part and parcel of the Creator, and that we are the co-creators of our existence. And that what Jesus came here to tell us was not that he was some great exception, but as I've said before, he's the great example. And that's why he said, these things and greater shall ye do. And he told us that all of the things that he did, we were capable of doing at any given time. Even in the statement of principles for the science of mind, for the United Church of Religious Science, we even make the statement here that we believe in the healing of the sick through the power of this mind. That mind is the mind of God in which all of us live, move, and have our being. We are within that oneness. We are a part, we are actually, the word I prefer is amidst. We are amidst the oneness of the divine, because when you use the word amidst, there's no thought process of there is God over here and me over there. It is, I am amidst that oneness. I am a part and parcel of it. God and I are one entity. And just like the oceanic expression that I've talked about before, each drop of the ocean contains all of the qualities of the ocean, but it is not the equal of the entirety. That's exactly what you are, my friend. That's exactly what I am. We are each and every one of us that drop. We are that drop in the infinite ocean of possibilities in which we contain all of the aspects of the divine, but we are not as great as the entirety. That was Jesus's message. That was the message of Buddha. That was the message of all the great prophets. Was Buddha said that no one outside ourselves can rule us inwardly. And when we know this, we become free. It's because it all starts from inside out, from the core, from the center, from the divine at the middle of each and every one of us. I'm Ken Ludwig. This is what we're thinking about. Let's take a break. I'll hear you in three.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Scarcity, there's not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking.
Well, welcome back.
In every new election, we reach another
We've reached
goal.
The final segment of our show here this evening. I hope you've enjoyed what we've been thinking about and what we've been talking about tonight. I really, truly enjoyed everything we were talking about. It was all good. It was all exciting. And we will certainly continue this conversation another evening. But right now, a little quote here. This new age of realization is about people waking up to the capacity for a bigger way of thinking, a bigger way of relating, and a bigger way of knowing. And if you are someone out there who would like to have a bigger way of relating, a bigger way of knowing, if you have a business that you need to take to a new level, if you have a business that is not doing what you think it should be doing, that is not as good as you think it should be, if you'd like to learn to clear the major attracting force in your life, which is your subconscious, if you would like to tune to a more positive way to live your life in prosperity and abundance, then you need to talk to me about being your personal success coach, because I can take you from where you are to where you want to be. I can take you out of that pain, that discomfort of running a nonprofit organization from the discomfort of your home. I can take you out of that space and move you into a space of prosperity and abundance in your business, in your personal life, in whatever aspect you would like to try. The way to reach me is to send me an email at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. That is endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. Roy Ash, the president of Litton Industries, once said that an entrepreneur tends to bite off a little more than he can chew, hoping he'll quickly learn how to chew it. My experience in my coaching practice is that many entrepreneurs take that big bite, but too often they don't know how to chew it, and they're not even sure what teeth to use, because we're not necessarily programmed into knowing the best that we can do marketing-wise, the creative method, the different method, the way that we can compete with the big dogs to make our products shine the way they make their products shine. Believe me when I tell you that coaching is a way that you can solve that problem, and I have a proven step-by-step system that can move you into an entirely new paradigm of business enterprise and take you into success and prosperity where you have really been just kind of wondering, where do you go next? If you are someone who is starting a brand new business or is in a business that just needs that extra helping hand to move it into that next level, or if you're just a successful business and would like to take it to that next level above and beyond where you're at now, please just give me an email at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. I would be thrilled to help you out with whatever it is that you're doing and to work on your project. And I will guarantee you that if you are motivated and you can follow directions and you are coachable and trainable and you follow my lead, I will guarantee you that you can be successful at whatever it is you're attempting to do. Bertrand Russell said, to conquer fear is the beginning of wisdom. And I absolutely am clear that one of the ways we conquer our fears is to just simply ask for help. So, endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. Conquer that fear and I'll be glad to help you out. I want to be sure to be thankful to my friend Brett in Australia for his participation tonight. I love it when he listens on his 15-hour time difference. It's great to have him aboard. I thank you all for listening this evening. I hope you've enjoyed what we've had to say tonight. We'll be back on Wednesday with our guests from my friends Frank and Randy from Common Tables. I hope you have a magnificent evening tonight, and we'll hear you on Monday. Thanks again. This is what we're thinking about.
And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. If we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away.